You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
As a dad, I thought I knew everything. I thought I knew exactly what my son would be excited about. Turns out, he couldn't care less.
The Scotty K Show on US 99.
Peggy, how old are your kids?
15 and 11.
15 and 11. Perfect. Well, does your 15-year-old have his permit?
He does not. Soon to be, though.
Okay, so he's gay. So my son just turned 15, and he went and got his permit yesterday. And
okay.
I was like, you want to hop in the car? You want to do this this weekend? We'll go to the parking lot. I was shocked that he wasn't excited to get right behind the wheel.
Yeah.
I wanted to drive.
Mine cannot wait. He's like jonesing for one now.
Oh, okay. Your son can't wait. That's what I was so confused that he didn't want to jump right behind the wheel. I know I wanted to drive right away, get my license. I couldn't wait. And then I found out also his mom didn't even get her license till she was 18 because she didn't care.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Right?
Yeah, my 11-year-old wants to drive, so.
I think it's interesting, too. I think part of that is like, you know, she had a mom that drove her around and friends that drove her around all the time. I was very independent, and my parents like worked all the time. So having a license and a car was actually a big help and convenience. But also, I was just
Absolutely.
Excited about it. And I'm just like wondering how long people, once they turn of age, jump in to go get their license. Because I was like, I want to do it the day of, instantly.
Right. I know there's some friends of his that have no desire. Like, that don't even care. But he, like, wants it yesterday. So,
yeah. Okay, yeah. So he's more like me. Did you get yours right away?
I did. Yeah, I did. I wanted to also.
So I was just wondering if he was in the minority or the majority of kids that wanted to drive right away.
Yeah.
Do you think it's genetic? Like, because
maybe.
Matthew, you heard my son turned 15. Not excited about driving, which was shocking to me. What about you? Did you get your license
shocking.
Right away?
I was totally excited to get it, but I broke my hand during driver's ed, and they kicked me out of the class because
oh,
I couldn't
have
both hands on the steering wheel. Yeah.
So you had to wait because you had a broken arm. How long did you have to wait?
I ended up just waiting until I was 18. It was too hard to get back into driver's ed.
Oh, no. 2 more years?
Yeah.
Oh, that sucks. Okay, so yours wasn't really a choice at that point.
No.
Yeah,
I was forced.
Right on. Thank you for calling. Janet, how long before you got your license after you were of age?
After I was 16, 2 months. But I currently have an 18-year-old who has a permit and doesn't care.
Really?
Yeah.
Would you rather that 18-year-old get their license so they could drive themselves places?
Well, if he would do that, he would need a car. So it's kind of good and kind of bad right now. But his brother was also 18, and then his other brother was 16.
Gotcha. Okay. So do you think that if he did have like a vehicle available, he'd be more excited about it? Or do you think he's just like, I don't know, I wouldn't have a car anyways?
I think if he had a vehicle, he might be more inclined.
Yeah. I don't know. See, I was like, I didn't care, man. I was like, well, where are we going? We're going together. I'll drive. Like, I wanted to be behind the wheel. I don't know.
That's how I was with my siblings. I'm like, I'll drive you. Where are we going?
Okay.
I'll take
so you had two kids that waited till they were 18. What about you, Lisa?
Okay. So I didn't get my license till I turned 18 and moved out of the house because I had a brother who was a year older than I was. And my mom said, you'll never get the car. So don't bother getting your license.
Gotcha. So a lot of this, a couple people have now said that it came down to the fact that there wasn't a vehicle available. So it's like, what was the point at that point?
Right.
But I still think I was excited. Like either, even if I was driving and it was just me driving where we were all going, I was like, I'm in. Let me get behind the wheel. So.
Well, my three best friends, they all had their license and drove. So.
So did mine. I still wanted to do it.
Oh, but my son, we bribed my son. We told him if he would wait till he turned 17, we'd buy him a car. Because he just, I don't know.
You just didn't trust him?
He just seemed so young to me.
You didn't trust him.
Know.
Got it.
I never stay in.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.